Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I don't know if I'm feeling it today. You know, feeling about trying to be funny or something. I ain't trying to be fun. Hold on, I gotta put on my jacket. It's cold up in here.
Real cold.
Y'all can talk.
You have to turn your mic on, Cubby. You're on the radio.
Why didn't I know we are?
What?
I'm a guest. I feel like I talk when I'm spoken to.
Since when?
I don't know.
Yeah, really.
That hasn't even been the rule today.
I know, but.
So all of a sudden, he's gonna act all meager.
Well, you know. I got this Diet Coke in my hand, so I'm preoccupied. And yeah. The Campbell over here, I like he's never had water in his entire life. Did y'all hear that? You had your headphones on.
Well, rock
like,
gulping.
Like, easy.
Well, I'm thirsty, okay?
It's not going anywhere.
You're about to go on the air?
You ought to see that big-ass jug Ace walks around with. It's at least a gallon.
Yeah, it is. It's. I think it's at a gallon. Let's see.
It's got a handle on.
But no lie, like literally, it's like he just got done playing football and just saw water for the first time.
Well, I mean that big old ass. What was that? A Take Five bar you had? Over
Yeah,
there?
that was a long time ago too.
Wait, you had food?
I had a candy bar.
Food?
Are you hungry?
Oh my god, I'd eat the paint off this wall.
Well, there's some snacks.
Yeah, I got snacks in my room. Go check them out.
And there's some little Oreo sticks that you dip in the cream out there on that table by. By the manager's office.
Hold on, I'll bring you some snacks. I'll bring you some snacks.
Well, we'll get it.
Because you didn't get to eat because I screwed you over on the time this morning. Fine. I feel kind of responsible for that.
Yeah, you were. What would you have gotten? Like McDonald's breakfast or something?
Yeah. Or Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bojangles. Whatever I wanted. No, that's fine.
We got you up.
Well, see, I like to listen to the first segment of the show just because the first hour is always my favorite for some reason. It's always been.
It's always Riggins' favorite, too. Yeah.
That and, like, back in the day, the last 20 minutes of the segment because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I set my alarm usually for 5:57 a.m. so I can get up, use the restroom, and hear the first little break, which never happens because I always, fall back asleep before the show starts. You are a worker of iniquity. All this candy.
Rob brought in an armful.
What am I going to do with them?
Even he brought in Vicks cough drops. Like your
ooh,
what are those? Yeah, what are those?
Yeah, here, pass those over.
Dungaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the VapoCools.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it gives you a little bit
of those
vapor.
In my butt.
And a half-eaten Hershey bar.
Yeah, that's from Ace yesterday. I mean, it was folded over. It's fine.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I like
winter
that.
Frost. Are these? Cough drops? They're just
no, they're
refreshers.
They're cough drops, but they have like the Vicks kind of feel to them. Like
yeah, like a Halls.
Yeah.
Oh, you're hungry. Eat some cough drops.
I was bringing you literally everything I had in the room.
You got it in your mouth, Riggins?
No, not yet.
Okay. I wonder if we should do this while we're talking.
That's what I did.
Do you want to?
What's the flavor again?
Do you want to do it with this Pocky hot chip challenge?
What's the flavor?
It's like this. It's menthol.
Yeah, so it tastes like a steam room.
What?
It tastes like a. It tastes like a Halls, I'm sure. Halls, yeah. Mentholyptus drop or whatever.
Excuse me?
What? Menthol? I think he's right.
Mentholyptus.
He always is.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just like a Halls.
Yeah.
Numb you up.
It'll clear your nasal passage.
Yeah, that's why I said I wanted to put it in my butt. You ever had vapor in your butt?
Can't say that I have.
Mom, I bet it would be refreshing.
Mom used to put Vicks VapoRub on it. On your chest?
on your chest.
Huh? Huh?
Really?
Huh. You know, that's why Asik, he says he uses it every night up in his nose.
Yeah.
That Vicks vapor rub.
We know better.
Yeah.
And Vicks NyQuil. Mm-hmm. He also swishes that around in his mouth.
He's still tough.
I know he came in one morning and I could see those little vapor waves like they're on the commercials coming out of his front of his pants.
Steaming.
I grabbed the wrong one. Well,
it's strong.
Yeah, this is,
that's good stuff.
That's real stuff.
Yeah, this would kick an Altoid's ass. Yeah. It's stronger than a Hall's.
Yeah,
it's severe.
Yeah, I like it though.
I can smell it.
Just not for my talking on the radio.
Yeah, 33% more medicine.
Didn't Wendy Williams put cough drops in her tea
all
every
the time?
Time?
Almost every day she does it.
I mean, I used to really like her, but she's kind of gotten to the point where I don't care as much for her. Yeah. She got all political in the wrong way.
She went after Dionne Warwick the other day, and it did not sit well with Dionne.
Really? Primetime?
Primetime.
Yeah, she better be careful. Dionne will have some like seance with her psychic friends.
I know.
Put the mojo on her.
No. Mm. Yeah, she was raking in money doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like stockpiling money from the psychic hotline.
You don't play with Dionne. Mm-mm. She'll get you on that Twitter.
Do you know about, are you friends with Dionne?
No, but she'll come after you. She's really popular on the Twitter now. Yeah. I think she just discovered it.
Yeah, she's like, I don't take shit off anybody. I'm Dionne Warwick, not Sanders.
She was talking to The Weeknd about his name's not spelled correctly. Mm-hmm. He was like, I just got roasted by Dionne Warwick. All right, I love it.
And she was Whitney's cousin, right? She and Whitney were cousins. Mm-hmm. Do you know that, Rob?
Nope.
What are you eating, Hoss?
I was eating the Hershey's that Ace left behind.
Oh, what am I saying? Yeah. He's got candy and chips over there. Go, would you go for the medicated drops?
Oh, hey, no. Are you hungry? Eat some Men's Alive gummy vitamins. That's what I wanted.
I'm just looking out for you.
Hey, let me see.
Those are actually pretty good. I mean, take two of them for your daily vitamin intake.
And you just got the strength off of my mouth.
I can smell it.
Well, I got the best. And I ain't cheering. Dungaroos.
Oh, you know, my little friend Jenny, your hero, her mom, before those were available down here, found them somewhere else and sent her cases of them. Uh-uh. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, and she sent one to Riggins.
I was the recipient.
I do love some Jenny. Now, what if Jenny and Jody were on a boat together and they both fall off? Who would I get? I don't know.
What?
Because he loves Jody and Jenny.
Maybe Jody, because I've known her longer.
Of course. And nothing would eat Jenny out there. She's too damn mean. She's meaner than anything that would come up out there. Shark would be like, oh, never mind.
Sorry.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
But who eats vitamins?
This is where Rob takes his vitamin every day.
Yeah, I mean, I take two of those a day.
Again, in the butt.
Yeah, right up the butt.
That's nature's way.
I'm so glad my church people are listening.
Why would you share this with your church people?
Well,
this is like Moore Show used to be.
I mean, it's not as bad as Moore Show. It's kind of sliding though a little bit.
I don't care.
Yeah, your church people are cool.
Yeah, not so much.
You go to church every Sunday?
And Sunday night and Wednesday night.
Are y'all allowed to go?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are allowed to go in there?
As many as we want to, because it's
religious
freedom.
Huh?
Because it's religious freedom.
Yeah. I know that's been a big issue.
Mm-hmm. We have wristbands, you know. Green means you'll take a hug. Yellow means, you know, elbow it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the other one. Red means nothing. Like, stop, don't come near me.
So. Yeah. And which one do you wear if you don't want to talk to anybody?
I don't think there is one. Probably the red one.
Double red.
Yeah.
They start talking, and you're just like.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's so funny, though. My sister has cerebral palsy. And like,
that's not funny.
I can understand. No, she is funny, and she also has cerebral palsy.
That's not funny at all.
Listen.
You're sick.
Listen. And so it's like, help. She'll have her mask on, and she has one of the bands on, but everybody likes to just give her a hug, so they'll come in automatically. She's like, hands up.
No way.
Just put her hands right there.
Yeah. She's like, I'm the definition of underlying condition here. Yeah. Back off.
Nice try.
Really? So they do hugs and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of church is it?
Pentecostal.
Okay.
It's a branch of Pentecost. It's not United Pentecostal. It's Church of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A little touchy-feely, a little...
Not, like, inappropriately.
No, I know.
Yeah, I mean, they're like not swatting rumps. Yeah. They are a very sexual people, though.
Really?
Pentecostals, yes.
That's such a broad brush.
They're great singers.
Yeah, right. They're dancing. It's a very...
yeah. It's a Church of God, not as much as United Pentecostal when it comes to that. Because, I mean, they're United Pentecostals get down.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of praise and...
Running around. Yeah. If you feel like you're, you know, during the music, you want to make a lap around the sanctuary.
Those people do that in my church.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just didn't think... I thought... Because my grandmother was Church of God, and they didn't do that at her church.
Not the church that I, like, grew up in, because that was in Charlotte. It's a bigger church, and I still visit time to time. But my church that I attend now, it does that.
Will you do a lap around?
Heck no.
Not because he's not feeling it. He's just going to wear himself out.
The Lord himself better be there.
to raise you from the dead. When's the last time you ran somewhere?
Well, you wouldn't think it, but I can run fast. Just not. Just,
I've seen you run.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what they say about the cheetah, though.
Yeah, short distance. Sure, fastest land animal in the world.
Years. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not going for distance.
Cubby's the cheetah of the Ace and TJ show.
Yeah, I don't know. Years. Why run? Bad for your knees.
You don't have a niece.
For your knees.
Oh. I was going to say, what are you talking about? You don't have any nieces?
It's the beast niece.
Shut it.
A peace niece.
All right. Well, we need to take a break.
From life.
Because, oh, man, this is time flies on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, flies like crazy. Mm-hmm. We'll do this as quickly as possible so we can get back to it. Hang on.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Whew, that cough drop still got my nose running. Bad business.
Yeah.
That's strong, man. I ain't gonna lie, them things are strong.
That's strong, man.
That's the baby where I don't even have to talk like this no more.
It clear you out.
All right. It's one of those fake Santas, you know, that are horrible. One, faking like they're Santa, you know, not being one of Santa's helpers and all that stuff, but being, you know, out in a Santa suit doing bad things. This one was at a mall. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's facing charges after he allegedly groped and exposed himself to a teenage co-employee Monday. So the co-employee says that the 45-year-old, whose name is Prince Carter, hugged and grabbed her, then flashed her while they were in the break room together Monday night. He's facing multiple charges of sexual assault and risk of injury to a minor, and the shopping mall banned him from ever coming back onto their property. So, Riggins, if you can you bring up his mugshot here? And I don't know how things like this happen, how it works, but I'd like to do a thing on the social medias where we could post this mugshot and say this guy was accused of a crime. This is a mugshot of a man accused of a crime. What crime do you think it was?
Yeah.
Just by looking at him. He's like, bottom lip stuck out, like, oh, shit, this is the saddest thing ever happened to me. Oh, what am I going to do? I mean, he looks. I don't know that I would, if I saw that mugshot, that I would automatically say that he would be charged with a sex crime.
Not at all. He looks in it like he's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's hungry.
Yeah.
He's got a good name.
Yeah, Prince.
So he groped the girl and exposed himself to her?
That's what she said. Yeah. Allegedly. He hadn't been convicted of that yet.
That look on his face maybe tells me that he did do it and he's a little ashamed of it now.
So you're projecting that on him.
Huh?
You're projecting that on him.
But no, like, that's a look up. That's a.
He's probably just tired or something. Been trying to work to get his paycheck and then somebody messed him up.
But who knew they hung out in the break room?
Right. I had no idea. And coworker, does that mean like one of the elves? Like fake elves?
Yeah. I'm guessing. Yeah. Could have been the photographer, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And why are they congregating with COVID?
I don't know.
That was probably the last thing on his mind.
What, catching the COVID?
Yeah. If you're going to expose yourself and grope somebody.
But again, we don't know that he did.
Right. Allegedly. Yikes. Don't like that at all.
Mm-mm. And at first, you know, when you read it, you say, oh, it says teenage. Well, when you say teenage, how old are we talking? As R. Kelly would say. I have some friends who are 19, if that's what you mean.
I have teenage friends.
But it says minor, so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's so bad. That's sad.
Let me ask y'all something.
Uh-oh.
As my mom would say, let me ask you something. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I had dropped Jody off at the door. And I went out to the back of the parking lot and was sitting there facing, you know, where I could see the door. So when she'd walk out, I'd swing by and pick her up. And a guy in a Santa outfit who was in a really, really authentic looking outfit. Like he actually, you know, plays the part of Santa somewhere. Not a bad Santa, just a Santa. He pulls into a parking spot, gets out of his car, and goes into the store. Now, I know he's not in there playing Santa in this grocery store. He was probably going to or from a gig. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in that Santa suit, wouldn't you stop and think before you go into a grocery store and go, hey, wait a minute, there's probably some kids in here. They don't need to see me, you know, in the wine aisle. You know, they don't need to see me, you know, buying Braun Swagger and Ritz crackers.
Yeah, be a little responsible.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you're in a play, unless it's a dinner theater or something, when you're in costume, in character, the audience doesn't see you until you're on the stage. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think he's just doing that for attention, going, yeah, I'm in my Santa outfit, people are going to love it?
Possibly. I think guys that do that live their life. You know, you even see some of them drive red cars, you know, like the sleigh. So maybe he's just like, I am Santa Claus. And but I agree. I think you should be a little.
Yeah, because then you're just giving the parents something else to explain.
Yeah.
If you're in there. And you know, you're Santa. You're magical. You don't eat potted meat.
Right.
And sardines. You know? You're not in there like the rest of the schlubs.
Yeah,
you're
magical.
Yeah, give me another half pound of the smoked turkey. Yeah. No, that's not thin enough. Slice it thinner than that. You know, Santa would get his own shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know, turkeys at the North Pole are way better.
Full outfit, boots and everything.
Everything. Yeah. Everything. Looked like, I'm telling you, like he was headed to a gig or headed home from a gig.
Yeah, that's not
And
cool.
swung into the store, and he was driving one of those boxy kind of, what are those cars called that are? It's shaped like a G-Wagon, but it's not. It's like the Kia version.
Kia Soul. Soul.
Yeah, like he was in a Kia Soul.
Yeah.
Blue and dirty.
Oh.
And his license plate.
His license plate might as well have been. I'm not saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I just can't get over the fact that you went to the grocery store.
Oh, I go to the grocery store. Ace is the one that doesn't like to go to the grocery store. I do.
I just didn't know you, like, went out with people.
Well, I mean, they usually shut it down for me so I can go do my business. But Jody was the one in the store.
Jody and Santa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very exclusive club.
Mm-hmm. You got to know somebody.
Yeah.
She came out empty-handed. Well, they didn't have it. I guess I'm going to have to order it. It was when she was looking for that tea.
Oh, the sugar cookie sleigh ride?
Sugar cookie sleigh ride tea. Mm. Celestial seasoning sugar cookie sleigh ride tea. Mm.
What?
Oh, you haven't heard us talking about that?
Uh-uh.
I thought you listened to the show all the time.
When I'm awake.
Yeah.
Sugar cookie sleigh ride.
It's in my bag here. Santa bag.
One time y'all had me searching for some kind of punch.
Punch?
Really?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Was it that Hawaiian, what is that? Hawaiian Tropic Kiwi, not Hawaiian Tropic. What
Hawaiian is Punch.
Hawaiian Punch Kiwi flavor. You remember that? And we put Malibu rum in it.
Ooh.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
See, it's a tea that tastes like sugar cookies.
Uh-huh.
Sugar cookie sleigh ride.
Mm.
Herbal tea, caffeine-free, holiday tea. Mm-hmm.
So how many boxes did Jody buy?
Six, I think.
Six.
Yeah. She sent six to her mom to have them delivered to her mama.
Okay.
Her mama's a tea person anyway. Never drinks coffee, always tea.
Yeah.
My mama is the opposite. She drinks tea, but it's iced tea.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Which is just, in the South, you just call that tea. If you have it any other way, you stipulate that it's hot tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if I ordered a glass of tea and somebody brought a hot tea out of it, like, what is that?
But again, you shouldn't, in the South, in my opinion, you shouldn't say sweet tea.
Tea is sweet.
Yeah, tea is supposed to be sweet. That's the norm. And the only reason you should stipulate is if you want it unsweet.
Or half and half.
And then if you're going to make a comparison, just with the, you know, turning a phrase in the language here. I think it was Blake Shelton who said in a song, she's sweeter than sweet tea. You don't use the same word in the comparison. You don't say sweeter than sweet tea. You'd say sweeter than sugar or sweeter than syrup, not sweeter than sweet tarts.
Yeah, right. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Well,
the alliteration is off. Dumbass Blake Shelton. That's why he ain't never going to make anything out of his damn self.
That's what I'm saying.
Just out there pissing in the wind is all he's doing.
I'm over. I'm not charmed by Blake Shelton.
Not
at all. Especially Gwen Stefani. It's like, who are you? Hollywood? Like, what do you have in common with her?
I still team Miranda.
Yeah, I mean, at least that made sense.
Mm-hmm. I love the Miranda.
Of course.
Why?
Yeah, of course you're going to like the woman better.
But he's dating Gwen Stefani.
Okay. But didn't Miranda Lambert do him wrong, though? I thought that was the story, that she did him wrong.
I've always heard he did her wrong, but there's never been proof.
Well, of course, people just assume that because they always take the woman's side. Like,
and plus, I blame Gwen Stefani for Britney Spears' face problems.
What?
You didn't know that? Look at Gwen Stefani's face. It's very shiny, and not like she was in No Doubt back in the late 90s. Like,
okay.
Some would say she's had some face work.
All right. Okay.
Her and Britney used to be neighbors, and that was like the one celebrity Britney was either allowed to hang out with or hung out with. Mm-hmm. And Britney, some would say, has had facial work done.
Okay. And so just like everything else that Britney Spears has done, she's not responsible for her own actions.
She's not legally. She can't be.
So you think Gwen Stefani talked her into it?
Talked her dad into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he's the only one that can approve anything she does.
Yeah.
And it has to be some kind of paperwork to have facial surgery. Britney obviously can't make that decision by herself.
Right.
So I blame her.
That's why didn't you apply for that job, Cubby?
What job?
To be Britney's executor or
conservator, isn't it?
Conservator, yeah.
She would be doing so many shows a year in North Carolina.
Just for you. Yeah. You'd have her tied up like a hostage.
Yeah.
Dance, Britney.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Here, look. All right, let's put on these outfits.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Wouldn't you? You'd be like, yeah. Come on. All right, Brittany, I got us a new stage.
I don't like your hair like that. Yeah.
We'll get a 15-minute break. We'll eat some honey-baked ham and back to it.
Have you ever seen the movie Misery?
Yeah.
That's what it would be like.
Yeah.
You'd have her chained to the bed for her own good. And
coming with a hammer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you try to leave, Brittany.
No.
You'd be putting makeup on her all the time. She didn't, like, ugh.
Oops,
pretty, pretty princess.
Look what we're doing today, Brittany.
But it's like I can't watch The Voice. Like, I see Gwen's face, and then it makes me think of Brittany's face, and then I get a little sad.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
her face is so pretty.
She is pretty.
Mm. Who, Brittany, you mean?
I thought you were talking about Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani's beautiful.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
No, I like tan.
Oh, yeah, she's a little pale.
Like and it's kind of like she tries to make herself look white, like with the powder and stuff. Mm-hmm.
However, I do love the Kelly Clarkson on The Voice. She's, really? Like, she's my, what's it called, fraternal twin?
No.
No, that's not what.
Is that right?
No.
Were you born on the exact same day to the same
We were born a day apart. I was born on the 23rd. She was born on the 24th. Both class 2000, and we both love designer women, like obsessed.
Y'all are closer than double first cousins. Yeah.
She has talent. Not me.
Do you know what a double first cousin is?
Somebody you marry.
Huh?
Somebody you marry in your family?
No.
What?
A double first cousin would be, or double first cousins would be like if my mom had a sister, my mom married my dad, and my dad's brother married my mom's sister.
I can't.
And they had kids that would be double first cousins.
That's crazy. I never heard that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
No, nothing. I mean, it's just like,
it sounds.
If my brother and I had married sisters and we had kids, our kids would be double first cousins, which are closer in relation, blood-wise, than half-brothers and sisters.
Yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds real bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. We're double first cousins. Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm Johnny. This is my double first cousin, Ray. Have you met my double first cousin?
Or Nick and Steve.
Or would you just say cousin?
You hopefully just say cousin.
I don't know. If you're a double first cousin, I think that's so rare. It's always a conversation starter.
Yeah,
sure.
Talking points.
Like, you can always get an organ from them.
Yeah.
I would think.
Absolutely.
That's the closest blood relation you can be, other than brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Just sounds real bad.
That does seem like that's something that would only be in the South. Definitely. Like nothing above the Southern line would ever, nobody would have a double first cousin.
It's like if you say, you can see somebody's face judging you automatically. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Yeah, kind of like knowing that nobody above the South ever uses the word kin.
Yeah, he ain't kin to me.
Unless they're talking about, in a murder situation or whatnot. Yeah. As you alert the next of kin.
Yeah, that's true. Only in a murder situation do you hear that phrase outside of the South. That's a good point.
But yeah, I'm sure there are double first cousins that exist outside the South. They just don't say it. They may not even know what they're called. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, you have said it a million times.
Double first cousins?
Yeah.
Do you know somebody like that?
Never heard of it.
I've heard my parents my grandparents talk about these people who were double first cousins.
Wait a minute.
No, yeah, I do.
Who?
Their brothers that were in the, like, it was my mom and dad's best couple friends, and the brothers married sisters. They were all close in age. Like, the brothers were only, you know, maybe 2 years apart, and the sisters were the same way. Yeah.
Really?
I do. Yeah, I was really close with them.
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Does that make it, like, when she's got a, having a fight, and then, I would like to know how that those things get resolved. Like, does she go to the sister, and then the sister complains to her husband about the other one? Like, that can get
messy.
Don't
you talk about my brother like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know if it would be considered closer if twins married twins and then had kids. I guess it would, because twins are the closest you can be.
Yeah. And that, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
That's on the internet.
Yeah, that's a category, right?
Yeah. That's weird, though.
What?
Have twins marrying twins.
Mm-hmm.
I just, something weird about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with double first cousins, but
it just doesn't seem right.
It doesn't. But it's probably totally fine.
Because, I mean, they do everything together.
Yeah.
You just think about the South and somebody says double first cousin. Yes.
Makes sense. But, you know, they have those twin conventions where everybody, so I bet there's, they have like the once a year twin convention. There'll be thousands of twins. And you know there's some hooking up going on, maybe twin to twin. And
oh, you should go and be like, I lost my twin. Make out with me.
Yeah. I lost it. You give them the sob story, and that's pretty good.
They don't call it a twin. I meant like twinvention.
They should.
I meant like just in like at the facility, not like in life, but like you don't know where they went.
What?
Yeah, my twin left me here. I don't know where he went.
I'm lost. I need a ride home.
Can I stay with you girls?
Can I kiss your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check out these boys. Some young bucks with some hot twins. They're like, hell yeah. Well,
they got the same haircut, too.
Young bucks with some twins.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they're a hit, those girls.
Now, I wonder if you have to be identical twins.
I don't know. No, like, probably not.
You ain't a real twin.
Because, I mean... Good. You could easily see buddies hooking up and go, hey, let's go to that twin convention. We'll tell them we're fraternal.
Yeah, exactly. Just slapping around.
I wonder if you have to prove it. Now, there's a twin-on-twin wedding right there.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, here.
Oh, here. Yeah, that is odd. They're even doing the pose. Exactly.
Of course.
It's just odd.
I wonder if they have, like, double cake toppers.
Probably.
Yeah, they had two cakes, the whole thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be all about that.
Really?
Hey, going to watching it, not, you know, I think too often twins aren't made to have their own identity, and they get, they get attached to that. Oh, that's what I like.
I knew you'd like that one.
Yeah. Twin to twin interracial couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knew you were going to like that one.
Yeah.
Let me make a note.
Two of the happiest white boy twins ever.
You're damn right. You damn right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here.
Oh, here. Look at here. Look here.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the girls, their family's like, y'all could have done way better than that. Look at them boys.
Goobers.
Boys at goofball.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
All right, we got to take a break. Hang on.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So, Kobe, the day before Thanksgiving, I went downstairs because I looked at your social medias, and I said, oh, my God, did y'all see how sad that is about Cubby? What happened to Cubby? And, of course, you know, my family's freaking out. No, what? I said, he loves those honey-baked hams, and he went to check on his, and he saw that it was burnt. I said, that is his favorite thing in the world. And he loves to eat the candy off the top of it.
I was so mad. Like, this is 2020, let me tell you.
And but that's never happened before.
Never. No, I've never had bad experience at the ham store.
And it's just everybody makes mistakes.
It happens.
It's whatever. But knowing what passion you have for these things and how that's the absolute best part of your holiday meals.
Like, that's it.
Honey baked ham and Diet Coke. Those are, and you used to talk about your mama would get
and
you
a King's Hawaiian roll.
And you'd say your mom would go get you those like 2 liters of Diet Coke or two liter bottles or whatever. Yeah. You drink all you want and eat the honey baked ham. And that's the holidays for
that's
you.
That's my favorite part, yeah.
Yeah. And I was serious. I was like, bless his heart. You know he's upset about that. But you took it back.
Yeah, I took it back. After Thanksgiving.
Oh,
they were closed, you know.
Yeah, so you didn't get to have it for Thanksgiving, or did you eat it?
We ate some of it. Yeah. The ham was fine, but
the main part, that candy that you
it was like charcoal.
Yeah.
So bad.
The thing that makes it a honey-baked ham was messed up.
And you normally look at it before you leave the store anyway, because you're like, oh, does this look like the kind of ham you mm-hmm. want? Like, yeah, but I just didn't do that.
Right.
Because everybody was there. I was like, I'm just ready to go home.
Yeah, and with the COVID restrictions and all that, I'm sure they could only allow a few people in at a time because the stores are small. Yeah. Oh, have you ever eaten at a honey-baked ham place?
Never. You've never had honey-baked ham.
No, you haven't?
Never.
Oh, those sandwiches that they have. If you go in to eat lunch or something and you eat a honey-baked ham sandwich, oh, my God, it's so good.
You can just go in there and order like
they have
like
lunch.
Yeah. I've never had it, but.
You haven't? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah. It is incredible. The bun is so soft and that ham is warm and it's got that sweetness to it.
I'm literally
drunk. Yeah, you are. I think it's pretty pricey though for a sandwich. And when the honey baked hams aren't cheap either.
Oh, you should have heard the way he was talking about it during the commercial about this glaze that's on top of the ham. It was almost romantic.
I guess they put some kind of sugar or something, then get a torch, and then they torch it a little bit. But
right.
I got a little bit to torch. And I've never, ever, ever had a problem with it, but.
Yeah, Riggins, I mean, it's what I do is if I get a honey-baked ham and it's sliced like that, I will only eat the top part of each slice because that's where that honey glaze is.
Gosh, I love it right now.
Oh my God. Yeah, and you can get them anytime. You don't have to wait until the holidays.
There's one right down the road.
I know we've already discussed it.
But you buy the whole ham.
No, you can get it for. They tell you, do you want a ham for so many people? And I said 6 to 8 for mine because we're gonna eat lunch, go home, take a nap, come back, eat dinner.
Yeah, see how they just pull that top part off of there? That's so tender.
Yeah,
and it just pulls away from the bone. Yeah. But, yeah, you can just go and get
it
for
lunch. Oh,
and I
hate when people break it up like that.
Like in the slices?
Like chop it up? No, nah. You got to slice. You got to peel that slice off.
Mm-hmm. But even if you just took the honey-baked ham that you get, the whole ham, and just pull the pieces off of, like pull the top part off of a slice and jam that between a roll. Mm-mm.
Really? Something about a King's Hawaiian to me is so good.
Yeah, they are good. But yeah, you got to have one of those sandwiches.
I can't believe you've never had the ham itself.
Never, no. But he came in, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and he said, "Oh my God, did you hear what happened to Cubby?" And I said, "Oh my God, no, what?" And then he's on his back to him telling. Burnt or something.
Yeah, Riggins didn't know how special that is to you.
I didn't know.
And they always like joke at me because I used to get into the ham for would bring it. So. Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Honey-baked ham pimento cheese biscuit.
You can keep that pimento cheese.
Whoa. I love pimento cheese. But, I mean, they just have a ham sandwich on a regular white roll with, you know, of course, you got to have some mayonnaise on it.
Oh, yeah.
Put some mayonnaise on. I told Rob this morning that my secret way that I get the sausage McMuffin at McDonald's. Sausage McMuffin, no egg, add bacon, and then I put mayo on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here.
Oh, here. Good Lord.
And every time that they hand it through the window and I say, "Can I have some mayonnaise, please?" Another thing, typical. I should have known.
Yeah.
White boy's even putting mayonnaise on his egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
White people love mayonnaise.
They do love mayonnaise.
Riggins and I have a food in common. We like green bean casserole.
Yeah, I like it too.
I hate green beans, though.
Mm-hmm.
You could put any vegetable in that, I'm pretty sure, and it would still be good. That's my favorite side dish.
I was like a whale on Thanksgiving. It was not even funny.
I got all fancy one year, and I did a homemade green bean casserole where I julienned the onions and breaded them and fried them and did all of that stuff with it. And then
julienned.
And then I did everything was done in a huge iron skillet, and then the whole thing went in the oven. And after I put the soup in it and all that, but the soup was that I made with cream and all that. Yeah,
was it good?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I'm sure not it was worth good. It though.
Yeah,
not worth the time.
Yeah.
How about I've never had anything that TJ has ever prepared.
You haven't?
Negative, and I
because all you eat
I about wrecked into the car when he said he invited Riggins to Thanksgiving one year, which I have people to hang out with. I mean, so I'm not offended.
Yeah, not like Riggins.
Yeah,
loser.
I mean,
he's a shit. Nobody likes.
You know what I mean? Like, if I didn't have anybody to be with, I'm sure.
Cubby, I don't cook anything that you would eat. All you eat is chicken.
But I would eat it if you cooked it to say I've had from your menu. But if you could make it chicken, that'd be great.
But it's just like he eats chicken tenders and
probably wouldn't like some of the things he makes. Would you like a jambalaya?
Probably not, but I would like it because he made it.
Okay. Well, jambalaya is
don't make it too spicy.
It's smoked sausage, shredded chicken, and different spices and rice.
It's so good.
Is that what you made when we went to the football game that one day?
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I've ever had cooked by you. It was delicious.
Yeah, I think so. Gumbo is the same thing, chicken, sausage, different spices, and on it's more soupy, and you pour it over rice. It's got a kind of a smoky flavor to it that's different than jambalaya. All those Cajun dishes came from people being poor, and they had to just take what they had in abundance available to them, and they created all these things.
And you make crawfish, don't you? That's another one of them things.
Yeah. You like fettuccine Alfredo?
Of course.
Okay, well, I make a crawfish fettuccine Alfredo that's, as they say, to die for. Would you eat that? Shrimp.
I try.
You like a little shrimp.
You would like his chicken and dumplings.
Oh, I made some chicken dumplings the other night. Oh, my gosh, it was the best I've ever made. Like, I had to chew my own horn.
You roll them out or you use the frozen?
I use the frozen.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got time for that.
Oh,
so
how dare you.
Heavens.
Oh, but I make a good barbecue chicken.
From the freezer.
Well, you never invited me to eat anything you cook.
You don't come this way? Shut up. You had a cake one time.
Yeah, when you were an intern back in 94.
No, 94?
Whatever damn year that
eighth
was.
Eighth grade. Seventh grade. No, I was in sixth grade.
You brought a cheesecake in here or something. I remember that.
He loves a cheesecake.
No, I brought food to your house.
No, you have?
Oh, my God, yes, I have.
For what?
One night, me and Jody were watching The Housewives.
Well, that's you and Jody. I didn't get anything you brought.
Well, I thought I left. She said I was leaving it for you.
Where was I? Was I in the bed or on the road?
You were like, hello, going to bed.
Hey, oh, I was I was even up when you got there?
For like a second,
Okay.
It's very personal, Dan.
Food is very personal.
I know.
You
I
know this that. Already.
Yeah, but I mean, but I really don't think you would like the stuff. I would never imagine the you know, the different combinations that go into things that I make that you would like.
I'd usually like chicken.
Well, I mean, I'm not cooking chicken tenders.
Well, it doesn't have to be chicken tenders.
That's all you eat.
It is not.
Chicken tenders, chicken nuggets. My daughter cooked the shit out of that stuff.
I really want to go to Nashville and see your daughter and hang out and go and find Nanny Faye one day.
All right, well, you know my wife's always looking for an excuse to go, so
whatever.
Just tell her. Really?
That's a road trip we need to watch. I mean, Jody and Cubby on the road.
Oh, my God. I'm still recovering from when me and Jody went to California. She was so funny. She got her iPad out. She just bring the magazines. Like, I love her.
Doing puzzles.
Just look. She's so tiny, could fit in the seat and everything.
She said, I think you make fun of me for doing my puzzles, and you and Jenny calling Michael and me nerds, but as soon as you started talking about it, people were, all my friends were texting me wanting to know where I got that puzzle table. So there.
F you.
Yeah. So that I said, that just means that your friends are nerds.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Nerds.
She said, well, I'll tell you who else wants it. Was dying for me to tell her where to get one of those tables since she loves puzzles like crazy, is Veronica from 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, really? Uh-oh. Well, she's a nerd too, man. I mean,
obviously.
Just kidding.
It's like, just because she's on TV doesn't mean she's cool.
Yeah. what? I mean, puzzle table? I know y'all are doing a puzzle, but what is a puzzle
y'all,
table?
No, y'all aren't doing
they. They.
We ain't doing no puzzle.
Y'all were drinking.
It's a big platform thing, and it's got drawers that go in it. It sits on top of the dining room table, and you put the pieces, like you separate the pieces into the drawers, and then as you're putting the puzzle together, if you know when you're not finished with it, it doesn't have to take up the whole table. When you can't use your dining room table till the puzzle gets finished, they just push the drawers in it, pick it up, and move it into another room. And then when they want to do the puzzle again, they pick it up and bring it back out to the table.
Yeah.
What's the last time y'all done a puzzle?
I've never done a puzzle. Like, well, unless it's one of those that has the giant wooden pieces that has the peg sticking up out of the top of it. I can do the shit out of those. I can do that in like 5 seconds.
Easy.
That's a good puzzle.
10 pieces.
Boom, 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 boom. I got that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, can you see me having the patience to sit there and stare at a 500 or 1,000 piece puzzle and put it together?
No.
I can't focus long enough to do that.
It's like torture.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it.
And, you know, that's the one thing, though, that's because I can't do it or don't do it that I demonize. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
That's the it. One thing? One thing?
It. Yeah. It's stupid.
Is your whole family into it? Everybody's into it but you. You
no,
said the boy's
kind of... Yeah, boy isn't. He'll sit over there and do a little bit, but he likes to be up in the middle of everything.
Yeah. Because it's fun. It's something to do together. But if there's one person that's just standing off to the side talking shit...
Yeah, same whenever they break out board games and stuff. And I won't play that, whatever, it's Crimes Against Humanity or whatever.
I've never played
I won't that. Play that with my kids because it's just too vulgar.
Is it bad?
It's embarrassing.
It's vulgar.
Yeah.
Apples to Apples is a non-vulgar version.
I've never heard
of
that.
Yeah, and they wouldn't play that. Now, my little friend Jenny, she's all about that. Really? That's her. That's the most she laughs and has fun. Because she does laugh sometimes. I know people don't know that.
She always laughs.
Yeah.
But she'll get up in the middle of that and just as dirty as it can be, the more she likes it.
What do you mean by dirty? Is it like sexual?
Vulgar,
or?
Sexual, yeah. Yeah.
When we take a break, I'll tell you some of the things that are options on there.
Okay.
And Jody's like, my God, it's not like they haven't heard it. Like, yeah, well, they don't hear it in front of me or from me. I mean, and then you're such a cool mom. Why don't you just sit down and watch porn with them?
Yeah.
You might as well.
Face 10?
Huh?
You ever play Face 10?
F that game.
No.
Oh.
I don't play board games.
It's a card game.
I'll play Uno.
I love Uno.
Sometimes, because, you know, I speak
Spanish.
Face 10
is fun. Face 10 is fun. You like Face 10.
You saying Phase 10 or Face?
Phase. Phase. P-H-A-S-E. 10.
Okay.
Face 10.
They say it's like rummy kind of, but I don't know what rummy is.
My grandmother and my mom and all, they played rummy when I was growing up.
It is similar to rummy. He's correct.
I like that. Yeah, but not for very long.
You know. Yeah, this one, it's called Phase 10 because you have to do at least 10 hands.
Oh, it gets competitive.
No way. You might as well break out a Monopoly game.
Yeah, really?
How long does that take?
It can go fast, though, but it gets competitive.
Is that what you played with Reba that night? Didn't you go to some...
No, that's the right center.
Left, center, right. Left,
oh, I love that game. I missed it.
Left, center, right.
Left, right,
center. LCR.
Whatever. I lost all my dollars. Whatever.
To Reba took your money?
What? Reba?
It was somebody connected to Reba?
No. It was Miss Brenda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my friend Kelly's mama.
Okay, yeah, that's Dale Jr.'s mom.
Yeah, she's right. No longer with us. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bless her, I miss her.
All right.
Michelle, wait,
you know, I'm really close friends now with your friend Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Her ex-husband's sister.
Okay.
So I might as well be in the family.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I'm surprised you weren't with Dale Jr. yesterday signing books.
Oh, he was doing a book sign? Yeah. Or was he doing a book reading?
He was doing a book sign.
He's learning how to read.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean,
he was signing the books, making them coins.
Okay, so is this the end of it, Robert? No. We have another segment. We have to take this break and then another segment? Yep. All right, because this is gripping. I don't want to walk away from it. We'll be right back.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Covey just said that one celebrity I've always wanted to interview is Kelly Clarkson. I said, haven't you met her? Yeah, I've met her, but I want to interview her. Like, okay, so you have already kind of a relationship with her, but you want to interview her. And I almost said that's the way Riggins is with interviewing Ace or me or both of us. But then I thought that's not really what Riggins wants. Ace makes him interview us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, interview me today. I got something to say.
I'm ready to talk.
It's like print the questions for you, too?
No, he doesn't really do that. No. But I assume that's what's happening because Riggins would never really want to interview us about anything. Like last week on his podcast, he was interviewing us because it was our 27th. Anniversary of the show or whatever.
It's your diamond anniversary, the 27th.
And I know Riggins. I didn't tell Riggins to interview us or say that we wanted to be interviewed. And I know Riggins didn't really want that. He acted like he did, but you didn't.
No, I loved it. Are you kidding me? I loved it.
Because Riggins never wants us involved in any aspect of his life outside of this, you know, the regular 4 hours a day.
Listen, I get a lot.
It's the day that never ends.
How did Adam tell you to do that?
No, that was an Ace thing.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was fun. People loved it.
No, they didn't.
You interviewed them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he asked like questions that nobody else has asked, like, you know, how low does our chain swing?
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
How big is your pee-pee?
Yeah. Oh, what?
What you packing?
How big's your onion?
You don't know this
the
yet.
The answer to that is big enough to make your eyes water.
How big is your onion? That's a great interview question with a celebrity. Thanks for joining me. How big is your onion? Like, I beg your pardon?
That sounds like...
You don't even know what it means because it's never been called an onion by anybody. So.
Bloomin'?
Mm-hmm. It makes your onion. And I thought an onion was slang for butt.
Yeah, it is. But it's funny either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, she had a nice onion on her. Mm-hmm. That onion's making my eyes water.
Wow.
Ace's dad used to... He would call girls that had a big round butt that kind of, you know, where it goes out from their back and then rounds off.
Yeah.
He'd call them hopper-ended girls.
Hopper-ended.
Yeah, like he just hopper? Hop over, like he's at a jump over it. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hopper-ended.
I heard, we were at a company Christmas party, and I heard some guy use the phrase, and I don't even know if I want to say it on Share Funny, but turd cutter.
Yeah.
He said, that's a... Look at that turd cutter. I went, oh, you are disgusting. Get the hell away from me.
How long ago?
Women love that, party? Though.
Yeah, women They'll, love
that. Yeah, that makes them swoon.
Yeah. He's like a young guy, too. I was like, what's
so unappealing?
Old, yeah. Like Colonel Sanders or something. Get out of here.
When she came in, that girl had a turd cutter on her.
So
that's one of those things that I say in jest, like how ridiculous it was. Nick, I would never really use that in conversation.
Yeah.
But that's one of those old country things.
Yeah. He was a country boy.
Mm-hmm. Was it Gwen's husband, Kent?
It was Gwen's husband. No,
it wasn't.
But it sounds like something he would say.
Hey, really?
Hey, Regan. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Look at that.
I only saw him once. I wouldn't have picked up on that.
You've only seen Kent one time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're missing out.
And he would be talking about Gwen that way to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Want to see a picture of him?
Yeah.
Hey, you got a picture in a bikini. Hey,
look at it. Look here.
Yeah. Hey, let's trade. Y'all on vacation? We on vacation? Let's trade pictures.
Absolutely. He'd love it. He'd love that we were talking about him like that.
Uh-huh.
Sweet boy.
I need to find out if Gwen was serious about invoicing Adam for her time the other day.
I think so, because I sent her my invoice, too.
You sent it to her?
Yeah, it's supposed to be attached to hers, so it'll be seen. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, send it on.
Yeah.
You know, you got Adam's email, don't you?
I got his phone number.
Oh.
Yeah, just call him.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me add.
Well, you got paid, though, in snacks.
Yeah, sure.
Gwen didn't need any Dunkaroos.
I got paid in sugar, diabetes. Mm-hmm.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
We were talking about Reba a minute ago. Is your family going to see her on tour next year? Doesn't somebody in your family like Reba McEntire?
We all like her. But
she's a national treasure.
Jody's parents saw her in Vegas with Brooks and Dunn. So yeah, that's enough for them. They're to him quarantine.
Oh, they don't.
If Reba said I'll come and perform in your house, they'd say, well, all right, get tested and put on a mask.
Where are they at now?
Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the closest she's come is Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
To them.
Yeah. But yeah, they saw it. They would not. I don't think. The only act my father-in-law would want to see more than once is one that he has seen more than once is Willie Nelson.
Did I tell you about the time I met Reba McEntire for the first time? It involves my cousin Tanya.
Yeah.
Cousin Tanya's story. So I think I'm meeting Kelly Clarkson for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in this line that's behind a wall. We're the first two people going out, and we're going to meet Kelly Clarkson. Okay, I'm prepared to meet Kelly Clarkson. I was not prepared to meet country legend Reba McEntire at the same time as Kelly Clarkson. So as we pull around the corner, like, oh, hey. And Reba McEntire looks at Tanya, goes, hey. And then my cousin Tanya goes, hey. It was like, oh, my gosh, you just mocked Reba McEntire. Lord have mercy, don't kill us. But like, we weren't ready.
we weren't ready to meet Reba.
We didn't know it was going to be
God,
Reba. We didn't know she was going
to
be there.
Miss Reba, I'm so sorry. We weren't ready to meet you.
We did not know.
We're going to have a do-over.
Oh, my God.
That's a big deal. Think you're meeting Kelly Clarkson, then it's Kelly and Reba.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, somebody could have warned us.
Yeah.
My favorite Reba song? Want to know?
Fancy?
Nope.
What song?
A duet she did with Linda Davis. Does she love you?
Does she love you?
Or do you love him? Yeah. That's a good one.
That's also one of Luke Bryan's favorite Reba McEntire songs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I tell Luke that. I'm really raw right now.
That is the last time I had alcohol, I think.
Oh.
With Luke Bryan.
Well, damn, if you keep answering my questions before I ask them, Cubby, this interview is going to suck.
Yeah, really? You're just full of questions. What's your second favorite Reba McEntire?
Y'all want to hear about the time I met... James Patrick.
Y'all want to see that engine I put in my mama's car?
I met Spock one time. You want to hear about that?
I met Marshmallow without the helmet. I was going and I thought we were just meeting Diplo, but then to walk in and meet Diplo and Marshmallow,
and guess who showed up? iCarly.
Awful.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.